The first Israeli cabinet meeting after a Palestinian gunman killed 7 Israelis outside the synagogue on Friday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his government was not seeking an escalation, but the decision announced afterwards suggests the opposite.
We will step up the deployment and activity of the security forces. We will exact a price to those who carry out terrorist attacks and their supporters. We decided to revoke the national insurance rights of families that support terrorism, including revoking identity cards and residency of families of terrorists that support terrorism.
But human rights groups say some of those decisions constitute collective punishment against Palestinians, as they are target not only the alleged attackers, but also their extended families. Israeli forces have already sealed off the home of one suspect's family in occupied East Jerusalem, after Netanyahu promised a swift response. Hours later, Israeli bulldozers demolished a family's house there. That family has no known connection to the attack on Friday.
There hasn't been a pre-warning. The kids woke up screaming as they saw Israeli soldiers covered with heavy weapons and dogs with them. At least 13 family members are living in this house. We were confused about what to move out of first when they came.
On Sunday, funerals were held for those killed in the attack outside the synagogue on Friday. That happened a day after an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank killed 9 Palestinians. Israeli forces have killed 31 Palestinians since the beginning of this year. The Israeli military is deploying additional troops to the West Bank that has seen months of worsening violence. The Israeli army is also increasing its forces in occupied East Jerusalem. The Israeli cabinet has also decided to fast-track issuing weapons permits to thousands of Israeli civilians, a decision that concerns many Palestinians.
There is no sign yet that the Israeli government is preparing for a full-scale military response to the shooting on Friday. With U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Israeli and Palestinian leaders this week, they were expected to contain violence. But now, with the most right-wing government in Israel's history and growing grievances from both Palestinians and Israelis, the situation is unpredictable. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.